WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board is holding a special meeting Friday at noon to revisit last month's votes on changing high school attendance boundaries and who will be grandfathered when the changes start in the 2019-2020 school year. The special meeting is the result of board member Michael Schaefer requesting to reconsider the April 19th vote to not grandfather eighth graders. Schaefer was one of two board members who voted to include eighth graders. CSISD board policy allows agenda items to be included by only one board member. According to a statement released by board president Jeff Harris, the decision was made to hold a special meeting this Friday instead of waiting until the next regularly scheduled meeting on May 15th. The agenda for Friday's special meeting does not include an opportunity for public comment. 6 years after BTU Electric customers started having their consumption measured by smart meters, the technology is coming to customers of College Station Utilities. The city council at its last meeting approved spending more than $9 million to switch 42,000 electric meters and spend $600,000 a year on operations and maintenance. There will be no electric rate increase since funding for the capital project began 3 years ago. Installation will begin in the summer of 2019. The council decided against spending $12 million to convert 27,000 water meters to the radio-controlled system. Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman reminded the council that would require a third increase in water rates in a two-year period.
We would have to have a 10 to 12% additional rate increase to implement AMI. You know, we've already got 6% that's programmed to start in July. That's already been approved by y'all in the budget process. We have another 10% water rate increase that's scheduled to happen in 2020.
College Station's water department has resumed the process of replacing worn-out mechanical meters that have been under-reporting consumption with meters that can be adapted to the new technology. The city also had to replace at least 2,000 water meters with mechanical units due to manufacturing defects. A shortage of funding for mental health services was among the messages from remarks by two speakers after a proclamation was presented by Brazos County and the Twin Cities for May's Mental Health Awareness Month. Dr. Carly McCord is the clinical director of Texas A&M's telehealth clinic, which has 5 offices in the Brazos Valley.
You may not know that we're here and that we're offering free services in your community. That's the good news. And the bad news is the Medicaid waiver funding is ending in its current form. I'm no longer being funded to serve the community.
Julie Overstreet, who is the outreach director for NAMI Brazos Valley, told commissioners the local shortage of mental health professionals is almost 5 times greater than the national average.
The average rate for health professionals to residents is 1 out of 370. In Texas, it's much worse. It's 1 out of 990. And in Brazos Valley, it's even worse, at 1 out of greater than 1,700.
NAMI has its largest fundraiser of the year later this month. More information about the May 24th luncheon is online at namibv.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show, 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota Tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price. Or with financing less than $114 per month, upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Always the hottest, coolest time. Let's go to Cinnabon.
For us,
our family, let's face it, there's only one hottest, coolest time. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
We can go where the rivers connect us. We can go where the current takes us. Bring the good times home. Let's go to Schlitterbahn.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station, both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Southeast winds will continue to bring moisture into the region from the Gulf of Mexico. That means lots of clouds and breezy conditions today, maybe a stray shower. It'll be pretty close to 85 today. We may also see a little bit of patchy fog this morning. Clouds breezy tonight, chance of a stray shower, 70 to 75. Clouds breezy, stray shower possible tomorrow, we're at 85. The outlook for Friday, cloudy with afternoon showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball picked up a big win last night, 18-1 over Prairie View A&M. The guys were wrapping out the hits and scoring the runs. We'll hear a little bit from head coach Rob Childress coming up. Also, the Houston Astros fell to the New York Yankees last night. It was a kind of a heartbreaker there at Minute Maid. However, the Texas Rangers got it done on the road up in Cleveland. And the Houston Rockets are back on the court tonight. All that and more coming up in sports.
Wrapping out the hits?
Wrapping out the hits, man.
Wonder what time
all
that
the rapping
game,
hits.
What time did that game end?
I have no idea.
Man.
No idea.
Well, all right. So anyhow, do you know the home? Have you seen the commercial with what's the guy's name? Mike Judge? No, who's the guy who's the
Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Sports Center commercial with Aaron Judge, where he's on the treadmill?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
Jay Billis, I think, is to his right, and
sure,
some lady who I probably
should know.
Or not. Anyway, they're at different paces, and he punches it, and he just trots for like 30 seconds, raises his hands over his head, smacks one of the guys on the butt, and walks out. And they go back and look at the screen on the machine, and it says home run trot. Okay? Because everybody's done that. In basketball, it's you're at the free throw line with 1 second left. You got to make those. If it's a kid, it's a home run. So have you seen the video of the kid who basically wants to make his own ESPN highlight reel? And so how old was this guy? I haven't seen
it. It looked like it was T-ball. I mean, he had to be
five
or six.
Yeah.
So.
Got it. Anyhow, went ahead and did the slow-mo.
Yeah. And I don't think it, obviously, I don't think it was a home run because there was a kid standing at third.
Right.
I think it was just, you know, whatever the situation was. And his coach said, hey, run as fast as you can home. And that's what he got.
Yeah, because the coach comes over and is trying to speed up the process, and the kid's like, no, leave me alone. Let me do my thing.
This is my impact moment.
At least
right
he
here.
Was running in the right direction.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you don't get that.
Yeah.
I used to have to run with my fingers in my ear holes because my helmet was too big, and it would fly off.
Why was it too big?
I guess I had a small head. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean. Where did you
It was T-ball. There was probably just like a couple helmets that we all borrowed.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said that I used to run down the first baseline with my fingers in my ear holes.
See?
I'm sure some people that listen to the show some mornings wishes they had their fingers in their ear holes. Ow!
Well, I'm just thinking, what a shame, you know, that you weren't able to get that video moment in your life.
Oh, there might be. I'm not sure. I'll have to do some digging.
Yeah, see how that works out.
Yeah.
Okay, California 7-Eleven has found a way to get rid of loiterers. So the guy's name is, I don't know, he's not from around here.
Okay.
Owns a 7-Eleven in Modesto, California, and he's been playing loud opera music on outdoor speakers to drive away the people that he calls riffraff. Kind of like that. And he said by doing that, then he's been able to reduce the loitering. Manuel Sosa, who owns another one, admits that there is riffraff in front of his store, too. He said, I don't use music. I use the sound of mosquitoes buzzing.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I get, you know, loitering is, I'm guessing, a problem in some places. I don't know if it is here. Not
Starbucks, apparently.
Hey, you know.
Too soon?
No, it's fine. I thought that from the very first day that I ever walked into a Starbucks, because I'm going, their kids just sitting here. They didn't buy any coffee.
Mm-hmm. Just go in to use the free Wi-Fi. Yeah,
that's it. And, you know, at some point you have to say, well, that's probably not the thing to be
doing. I did that in L.A. Yeah. I had to go in there and use their Wi-Fi because I couldn't hook up to the Wi-Fi at the Staples Center because apparently my computer is too old or something. So, and then, oh, I didn't even tell you all that story. It was,
Well, not now.
Thinking okay. of changing.
Not now. Whoops.
Not now.
Yeah,
not
I now. Really no, wanted to cut you off.
That, right? Not now.
Not
we'll talk,
now,
We'll
Zach.
Talk about computer shaming later.
All
again.
Right.
Yeah. Did it rain on you guys this morning?
A little bit.
No.
I had to use my wipers.
It was misting.
Yeah. Well,
info?
Mation.
It rained on me yesterday afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, that's right. It did rain a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's, I mean, yeah.
A tiddly bit. It's just all muggy outside.
Hey, it's not nice out
it's
there
like
right now.
It's like a sauna
out
there.
We're complaining. It's not that bad. But it'll get worse. Don't worry. We'll probably get to 90 today.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or an outlet that you want to move to a more convenient location? Maybe have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For home electrical service, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express, 979-77-LIGHT. That's 979-77-L-I-G-H-T. Or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. You'll never guess what happened at bingo.
Or go camping over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks?
Wow, there's so many places to go. I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8. I mean, that's really cool.
That's the spirit.
Be ready for all that summer has to offer with big savings on a new Toyota. Choose from favorites like Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more. Offers end June 4th. Hurry to your participating Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 2nd of May. It's 122nd day. Got 243 of them to go. It is, excuse me, Baby Day.
Baby Day.
We were almost, you know, we were all there at one time.
How about sure. those babies?
Brothers and Sisters Day. Zach, you can't play.
Aw. Uh-huh. All alone.
It's School Nurse Day.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I guess they all have. You know, when
if
I was
not
growing
more
up,
than
we,
one.
We didn't have a school nurse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, we just had to take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay?
Rub
yeah.
some dirt on it.
That's exactly right. It's School Bus Driver's Day.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, you know.
I would never do that job in a million years.
I'm thinking when it's Teacher's Day, which was that yesterday, Teacher Appreciation Day?
It was.
Anyway, you give presents to teachers, all
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
Give them an apple.
Those poor bus drivers.
I told you we gave our bus driver a present.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, she was lucky.
Up in Philly, they gave that bus driver some tickets to the Super
oh,
Bowl,
yeah.
right?
That's right. I remember that. That's mm-hmm. true.
But anyway, you're right. It's rare.
It's not, and they have to put up with the kids, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's Play Your Ukulele Day. I guess okay. if you got one of those, it'd be all right. It's National Life Insurance Day, and it's also the birthdays of some people.
Birthdays for today. Lily Allen is turning 33. Now, you might not recognize the name, but Scott, I bet you'll recognize this hit.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Or not.
T-Pain, yeah. Lily Allen,
oh,
5
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah, no,
she's British.
Did we hear her at all during that sample
she
that
was,
you just
she
played?
She was singing a little bit in there.
Oh, okay.
Well, she does like the leading up to the hook.
Oh.
She's like, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Gotcha.
Imagine if Tiny Tim was female and was singing. So there you go. Lily Allen turning 33 today. Let's see. Ellie Kemper is turning 38. She's Erin on The Office, and she is Kimmy Schmidt.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
she's in the Sonic commercials right now.
Yeah,
right?
She is. So I guess they got tired of the two guys, so now they got the two
well,
girls.
Well, no, they split time, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, now they're both in one commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys, I'm telling you, they really turned that into something.
Yeah.
Their whole careers are based. I mean, I've noticed the one that sits in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
He's been in some stuff.
Yeah.
The other one, I don't think I've ever seen.
I know the other one better.
Oh, really? Okay.
Name, but he's on a radio show that I listen to.
Wait, really?
Tell me, he does that. And but he's the Sonic guy now. I mean,
right. That's what they'll be known as.
It's their deal.
So Ellie Kemper is turning 38. Let's see, Jenna Von Oy is turning 41. Six on Blossom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of, well, never mind. David Beckham is turning 43 today. Soccer player. He's married to Posh Spice.
Yep.
Good for him. Ty Herndon. He's a country singer turning 56. I believe he came out as gay not that long ago.
Okay.
So there you go. Christine Baranski is turning 66. She's Leonard's mom on The Big Bang Theory. Diane Lockhart on The Good Wife.
Right.
And is also on The Good Fight, which is a spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Lou Graham turning 68. Foreigner's lead singer. What's his temperature? Might need to get that looked at, by the way. 103 is not good for you. So he's turning 68 today. Larry Gatlin, of course, he's the lead man for the Gatlin brothers. He's turning 70.
Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
So there you go. Larry Gatlin is turning 70. Houston's not a whole day drive from here.
No, it's
just
not.
Just saying. If I'm in Houston, it doesn't mean I'm a whole day. Unless
someplace
I'm taking my sweet time. Bianca Jagger is turning 73. Mick Jagger's ex-wife. Billy Joel's song Big Shot is based on a bad date with her, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I really want to know.
That's interesting.
Big Shot, baby. Okay. And Leslie Gore would have been 72. Of course, It's My Party.
Oh, yeah.
I'll Cry If I Want To.
Right.
You Don't Own Me.
Yeah.
She also wrote Out Here on My Own, one of the songs Irene Cara sang in Fame.
Ah.
So that's all I got for birthdays.
Got Kyle Busch, NASCAR dude.
Oh, yeah.
33. And Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes.
This guy, hey, anytime, so I went to his page to see if he's touring, and of course he's doing his 50th anniversary tour.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. The legend continues, which means he probably can't hit the notes anymore.
Is he based out of Branson now?
No, that's the only thing. He doesn't have a Branson. I think he tours Europe a little bit more. Anyhow, he's 82 years old. He and Tom Jones about the same age. All right, 622.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, if you listen to the mainstream media, Democrats on Capitol Hill, well, they will have you believing the 2018 midterm elections will see a blue wave sweep across the nation. Maybe it happens, but the Washington Times points out that record fundraising for the GOP and polling is showing that Americans believe the country is on the right track, and that might mean the much-anticipated blue wave. Well, it could be a total washout. We will see. Rasmussen Reports poll in mid-April found 40% of the American people say the country's headed in the right direction. So maybe, just maybe, Americans are happy with their record low unemployment levels, higher wages, and certainly a stronger national security.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You picked the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Site-wide savings happening right now, plus an additional 5% off when you go to Blinds.com/Hannity. That's Blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
625, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So I was talking to a guy on the phone, I don't know, it's probably 6 weeks ago, and I hear this beep in the background.
Beep.
Yep, and then we continue to talk, and it beeps again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what is that? He said, that's my smoke alarm.
What?
Okay. Well, that means that you ought to replace the battery. And they said, yeah, that's really a hassle. And I just, you know,
Well, sure, it is.
Yeah, when I hung up, I'm thinking,
but,
I mean, that's one of those things, I guess people are different.
But how, I mean, if it was that annoying...
It was annoying to me.
I was going to say, you know what else is a hassle? Yeah. Is having to live with that beep.
Yeah, but clearly it didn't matter that much to this guy. So maybe that's just what makes people different.
I'm not advocating this, but I just unhook mine.
Oh, yeah. No, don't advocate that.
I just undo it, yeah.
What? For the time that it took for you to go up and unhook it, you could have taken another 9-volt battery.
Well, one time...
But I didn't have a battery, Scott.
When I was living in my apartment, it went off like at 3 a.m.
Okay.
And I'm talking about that. Freaked me out.
It always goes off in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You always know you need to replace the battery.
Yep. So anyhow, but in Barton, Vermont, a man decided to silence his smoke detector as well. Leroy Mason...
Of course, his name's Leroy.
Yeah, 68 years old.
Oh, Leroy.
Went ahead and used the shotgun to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is it said he's charged with firing 2 shots at the device.
Oh, he must have missed.
In the kitchen of his apartment. It's a shotgun! Anyway, police said that the blast hit the wall of a neighboring unit. When emergency crews took away Mr. Mason's shotgun, he allegedly pulled a handgun on them, demanded to get his shotgun back. Well, ultimately, he was disarmed by that as well and arrested. Nobody hurt. He said he's going to plead not guilty.
I imagine that went up through, well, I guess if you said it was the neighboring unit, right?
Yeah.
So I guess it wasn't up on the ceiling or, I mean, it was up high up on the wall.
How does he plead not guilty?
Yeah, I mean, you did it, man.
He shot it twice. And again, it always looks, on television, it always looks like it's easy, right? You know, you ought to be able to just go ahead and shoot one of those with one blast.
Well, he shot it once, and then second time, make sure it was dead.
Okay. Do we know about Siri and Siri have talking...
cussing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I saw the story. I saw the headline. I didn't actually read the entire story, but apparently there's some little shortcut, you know, secret reveal that you could get Siri to cuss.
You could. And the deal is, I mean, look, Mr. Downs has spent a long time trying to get Siri to say funny stuff or whatever.
Right.
But anyhow, with the thought of Mother's Day coming up, you might be wondering what exactly you'd want to get your mother. For a while, you could have asked Siri about that. But on Monday, members of Reddit's Apple community did discover that the voice assistant gave a not safe for work answer when you ask it to define mother. Its first response was the noun, which was perfectly vanilla, female parent, woman in relation with a child, female animal in relation to its offspring. But then if you ask for a second definition, it said that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Little Samuel L. Jackson, huh?
I guess so. I'm just saying. So once again... that's why we're doing this early in the morning, so that you might find out before someone younger in your house does.
The kids aren't up yet. Yeah,
they may be, but they are not listening to us. They don't listen to us until they get in the car. Anyhow, so just apparently there is some back door to get Siri to say all sorts of strange things. So that's what hackers will do today. Can you imagine if Siri gets hacked?
Yeah,
that could be scary.
I am watching you.
Yeah, well, or
I ain't putting one of them in my house.
Yeah,
I ain't going to do it.
I hear you. All right, let's do some weather, shall we? Because it's going to change today. And the weather is brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Going to be muggy today. Breezes will pick up in the afternoon. That'll give us a little bit of relief. But you can look for humidity for the next few days. 20% chance of rain today with a high right around 90. Same thing for tomorrow. Then Friday, we're going to up the chances of rain to 60%, and then even more, 70% for Friday night is what they're telling us. And then Saturday, still a 40% chance of rain hanging around. The high will be 79. Get the sunshine back on Sunday, but it's going to be 84 and really dang muggy, I'd imagine. And, you know, there'll be skeeters out there, too, I'm sure. Right now, it's overcast and 72.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Fed achieved an inflation milestone this week, but that isn't likely to alter expectations for what the Fed will announce when its latest policy meeting ends this afternoon. After 6 years of mostly missing its annual 2% target for inflation, the Fed learned Monday that its preferred gauge of consumer inflation had reached a year-over-year pace of 2%, and in the coming months, inflation is widely expected to stay around that level. Tesla has another financial worry. Its home solar panel business is facing slowing installations and could be on the hook for financial promises it made to some investors. SolarCity, which the electric car maker bought in 2016, is undergoing a sweeping sales revamp that reduced the number of panels the company installed last year. Now, investors and analysts say they're scrutinizing guarantees on investment returns and other promises the company made to firms that help finance SolarCity's business. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open after stocks closed mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It is 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 42,000 electric meters owned by College Station Utilities will be switched to remote-controlled smart meters. The more than $9 million conversion and $600,000 annual cost of operations was approved at the last city council meeting. Because funding for the capital project began in 2015, there will be no electric rate increase. However, the council did not pull the trigger on converting 27,000 water meters because the only way to pay for the $12 million expense was increasing water rates a third time over a two-year period. Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman reminded the council the replacement of 5,000 water meters that were underreporting consumption was delayed by a year and a half due to manufacturing defects. But Councilman James Benham was surprised to hear Coleman say 2,000 of the underreporting water meters were replaced with mechanical meters that cannot be converted to the new technology.
We still wanted to go back and replace the meters that are underreporting so we can get the revenue up where it should be.
Because we're giving away water, yes.
Exactly.
So we proceeded with a replacement project during that year and a half, and now we're going to have to rip all of those out because the ones that we put in the last year and a half have to be completely ripped out.
Yes.
Yes.
The conversion of College Station Utilities electric meters is expected to start in the summer of 2019 and take 3 years to complete. Smart meters are also coming to most electric customers who live outside of Brazos County. That's part of a two-year and nearly $2 billion plan of work by Energy Texas. What Energy calls advanced metering will come to approximately 450,000 customers in 27 counties in its Texas service area. With a hotter-than-average summer anticipated, the operator of the state's electric grid, ERCOT, is gearing up for a possible record-breaking season.
ERCOT anticipates the summer's peak demand to break the record set in August of 2016 by about 1,600 megawatts. It says while there is sufficient generation capacity, there aren't as many coal units as in years past to handle excess capacity due to the retirements of coal units earlier this year. Manager of Resource Adequacy Pete Warnken says this can have an impact on electric bills this summer.
We do expect the market to respond to our scarcity conditions, and it's a good bet to expect that they're going to be looking at summer conditions and then make their decisions appropriately.
Andrew Greenstein, TSN News.
One of the coal-fired plants that shut down was Gibbons Creek in Grimes County, but the city of Bryan and other members of the plant ownership group reported last fall Gibbons Creek would be available to produce power this summer. College Station Utilities and BTU were honored this week by the American Public Power Association. CSU reported both received the top designation for providing reliable and safe electric service. It's the fifth time College Station Utilities has received the Diamond ranking, one of only two public power companies in Texas to achieve 98% of the program's criteria. It only takes one College Station school board member to place an item on an upcoming meeting agenda. Michael Schaefer, who was one of two board members voting to grandfather eighth graders when new high school boundaries take effect the year after next, has asked to revisit the issue. Instead of waiting until the board's next regularly scheduled meeting in 2 weeks, grandfathering and the new boundaries will be brought up during a special meeting this Friday at noon. In a statement released by the CSISD Central Office, Board President Jeff Harris called the special meeting as soon as possible so students and their families can make the best possible decisions moving forward. The agenda for Friday's special meeting does not include an opportunity for public comment. May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. One of two recipients of a recent proclamation issued by the Brazos County and the Twin Cities was the clinical director of the Texas A&M Telehealth Clinic, Dr. Carly McCord.
I'm busting my tail on sustainability and building continuing education courses for licensed professionals and trying to get the university pick up my salary and all sorts of things to really make this a service. I want to be in all seven counties. I want to serve the Brazos Valley, and I want to do it for a long time, and I want to do it really well.
Telehealth clinics are available in Brazos, Leon, Madison, Grimes, and Washington counties. Also on hand to receive the proclamation was the outreach director of NAMI Brazos Valley, Julie Overstreet. She reported in the Brazos Valley there is one mental health professional for every 1,700 residents.
We are one of the few NAMI affiliates to offer something called a class called Mental Health First Aid. Now, this class is an eight-hour class designed for professionals such as yourself. Because we're not expecting any rush of mental health professionals anytime soon, this one class is designed to bring up the acumen of us all so that just like a first aid class, we all know what to do if we spot mental health issues so that we can take care of one another as a community.
The agency's largest fundraiser of the year is a luncheon on May 24th. Details are online at namibv.org. Texas and six other states are suing to end once and for all the DACA program. The lawsuit that was filed yesterday joins a host of litigation related to the program that is not expected to be resolved until the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 71 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Come on out and race with His Grace. The third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile will take place Saturday, May 19th. New this year is the Prayer Walk. Prayer intentions will be recorded in our prayer books and prayed along the walk on St. Thomas Aquinas Church grounds. Prayer Walk and 5K participants receive a super soft race t-shirt. Join us for fellowship, fun, and food. Proceeds support parish ministries at St. Thomas. Register online today at stabcs.org. That's the third annual St. Thomas Aquinas Run, Walk, Pray 5K, Prayer Walk, and Children's 1 Mile. Saturday, May 19th at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church on Earl Ritter Freeway in College Station. Come join in with fellowship, fun, and food.
WC Tractor is having a party. Join the guys at WCT Bryan on May 5th for some food, friends, and fun. There's incredible one-day-only party specials on equipment, one-day-only discounts on parts, and you can register to win a free Kubota zero-turn mower. The food and drinks are free, and Bill Moak and the Highway 105 Band will be playing live during lunch. Come for the specials, have a bite to eat, and stick around for some good tunes and savings on WCT products. Remember, that's WC Tractor and Bryan on May 5th. Drop by for details or check them out at WCTractor.com.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor with the Infomaniacs. We here at WTAW love our Aggie sports. We're the official flagship after all. But as the only locally owned media in town, we want to know about everything. If your little slugger hits a game-winning home run, we want to hear about it. Text us your stories and pictures by going to 979-695-1620. Again, that's 979-695-1620. The official WTAW text line powered by Citibank. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
641, News Talk 1620, WTAW, doing some weather. Brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today. 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
A Bermuda high in the Atlantic will help continue pulling moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and pushing it across the region, keeping us under clouds today. Maybe a little bit of patchy fog this morning. There may be a stray shower. It's going to be breezy, around 85 today. Clouds breezy tonight with a chance for a shower, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow. There's still that chance of a shower, 85. Afternoon showers, thunderstorms Friday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, 18th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. I got another win last night, an 18-1 victory over Prairie View A&M. Coach Rob Childress says it was the pitching that really impressed him.
We took them out of the game early offensively. Chandler Morris with the big grand slam, and we didn't look back offensively, but the thing I was most proud of was what we did on the mound.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, also touching on some other Aggie sports in the professional game for Major League Baseball. The Yankees got the better of the Astros, meanwhile the Rangers edged the Indians. All that more coming up in sports.
18, huh?
18-1.
It was 10-0 in the second.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you go last night?
No,
oh.
But we were watching it on TV, or, you know, SEC Network Plus, but... Yep. And I told my roommates, I said, these are the really tough games to broadcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of run out of stuff to talk about. And and then for baseball, you know, softball, we get lucky. They have a run rule.
Sure.
That can go into effect. So you just got to survive five innings.
Yep. And in high school football, they can just run the clock.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
They can move things,
but, you know, baseball just lasts forever.
Yeah. Well, that's good. They scored 18 runs.
Hey,
that's important.
I have a question about that, too. For teams like Prairie View, so, like, I know in football, you pay those smaller schools to come play.
Right.
Is baseball the same way? How does that work?
I don't think so.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Because normally what happens, because they'll play more than one game, they'll do a swing through a geographic area.
Okay.
Like, I've been wishing that... folks like Arizona State or somebody, Stanford, would do a swing where they'd play, because you've got Rice, well, there was a time, Rice, Baylor, A&M, and Texas were all very good.
Sure.
And come in and play two of those schools in a swing.
Yeah.
And that way that works out for their budgets. But no, I think it's like anything else. And A&M's got a pretty big baseball budget, really. They're one of the top in America.
Right, but I'm thinking Prairie View.
Yeah.
Like, do they get any incentive to come lose 18-1?
Well, when the band came, they got got to go to Golden Corral.
Yeah.
But they can't do that because it's closed right now.
Well, and obviously Prairie View's a little bit different because it's closer.
It's part of the system.
Yeah. Right, but it's, you know, a 40-minute bus ride instead of a,
may have done a wire transfer.
All right, just curious.
And it's amazing how much these teams spend on balls.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah.
And baseball. Heard from somebody in baseball.
Well, they don't foul off basketball.
You're talking about 20.
Why do they need so many basketballs?
Well, I mean, and you can go get the baseball. I'm talking about practice. I'm not talking about an actual game.
No, practice.
I'm talking about balls that are used in practice.
Okay.
You're talking close to
several thousand dollars,
okay,
if not tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Spent on baseballs.
Because they're important to the game.
you
need them.
You do have to have them, yeah.
But the kinds that you get are obviously, there's different prices.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Depending on how good the ball is.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's amazing how expensive some boxes of baseballs are.
Are we good on that conversation? Done?
How much do they cost? Do you know?
I mean, do you want us to ask you more follow-up questions?
It depends on what kind of. It depends on if it's a Major League Baseball. Yeah, sure, we can go ahead and spend the rest of the hour on this. It depends on exactly how tightly the ball is wound.
Is it
because
in your
Major League Baseball
coming up?
No, I was planning on spending this whole entire segment on it.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and move on.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, good. They scored 18 runs. Now all they have to do is play the number one team in the nation this weekend.
Yeah.
So that ought to be fine.
I am going Friday.
Oh, all right.
As
there
a
you
fan,
go.
So
okay.
We'll see.
All right. Oh, what? Yeah, you're gonna be sitting in a box. That's
Yeah. No.
She always gets to sit up there with all the rich, snobby people.
Wow, that's very judgmental, Zach.
Well, that's what we do on this show.
You're going to be in the stands?
I am.
Wow.
I am
with
going to be
rabble.
In the stands with the general public.
Goodness, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And don't laugh because somebody will recognize you.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, the National Rifle Association convention in
Dallas.
Man.
Woo.
They're saying 70,000 people from across U.S. America.
Get your
be
guns
there for
up.
That. You betcha. Well, there you are. The press is going to speak.
Yeah. But you can't bring your guns there.
No, that won't be a good thing.
No.
But anyhow, so we'll see how that goes.
And, again, and the VP, right? Yeah,
yep.
Pence is
going
to be there. He was already slated to speak, I think, from the beginning. So.
They are dropping some money in the Dallas economy. That's
yeah.
And I'm sure no one will say anything about it on social media
or
Twitter. There won't be any people that are upset.
No, it won't be a thing about it. By the way, just so you know, in case you wondered, Nancy Pelosi says she's going to run again for Speaker. She says, "I will run. I feel confident about it, and my members do too. It's important that it's not a bunch of old white guys as leadership."
Are you serious?
Old white women is better.
She is 70.
Yeah, girl power.
She's 78 years old.
I know. What can I say? But anyway, Nancy's going to take another shot at it. 6:47.
The best is back. Time is running out to make your nominations for the 18th year of the Best of the Brazos Valley. Tell us your best places to shop, dine, live, work, and play. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to thebestofthebrazos.com. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Thunder Elite Cheerleading Gymnastics and Dance, Norman G. Tractor, Cash and Dental, and Sit Means Sit. Make sure your favorites are on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 5th, it's home insect control. Control of pests around the home can often be done by the homeowners. Come learn the proper procedures and knowing when to call in the professionals this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Ferns are fun, they're frilly, and they're just plain fantastic. If you're not on their bandwagon already, you certainly need to be. Let's take a look at some of the best ferns, both outdoors and indoors. I've grown all of these, and I'm going to be discussing. I'll depart from normal technique. I'll give some first-hand impressions. I'll have those ideas right after this important message. It seems like these days that temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But let's do some math. For what you're paying in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. Mueller Backyard Building Kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design, and they're priced right. Mueller kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series storage buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller space for a lawnmower, a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
Some ferns are useful in landscaping. They're able to withstand Texas winters and come back year after year. Given rich, moist soil and a shaded location, they provide wonderful texture to all that surrounds them. Wood ferns are the most common in most of Texas. They're tall, to 24 to 30 inches tall. There are lots of different varieties. They all look pretty similar. Their upright fronds are medium green and large. They're deciduous, meaning the fronds die to the ground with the first frost. Actually, this is an entire class of ferns if you watch closely. For a few nursery visits, you'll occasionally find a mixture of several different types of native wood ferns. Give them all a try. Autumn fern looks like a florist variety. It has deep green glossy leaves on low clumping plants. It makes an excellent intermediate plant in the shade border or the ground cover bed. It's increasingly available in the nursery trade, and best of all, it's virtually evergreen. I love autumn fern. It's just beautiful. Alaskan fern is a deep green, lighter textured variety. Mine have grown to be a little larger than basketballs given several years in our beds. They're pleasing, but I really prefer the autumn ferns, I have to admit. Maidenhair ferns look so fragile, yet you'll see them surviving several years in a medium care bed with a lot of moisture. I've seen them in Texas landscaping, especially the farther east and southeast you go in the state. Maidenhairs are native over much of North America, so they're probably not as delicate as you'd guess. In fact, I've seen them growing in the Big Bend country in Big Bend National Park in a very protected, moist location. There aren't many of those in Big Bend National Park. Holly ferns, on the other hand, look very durable, yet they seem to freeze out almost every winter in the northern half of Texas. They survive fairly well in the southern half of the state and in protected spots farther north. The foliage does burn sometimes, but it'll come back very luxuriantly. The deep green, large leaves provide a completely different and bold texture to the landscape. If you're growing ferns inside your house, make one quick mental adjustment. Where you'd grow them in deep shade outside, you need to give them the brightest windowsill that you have inside your house. Boston ferns are the parents of many, many of the popular houseplant ferns, including Golden Boston, Fluffy Ruffles, Florida Ruffles, Roosevelt and Whitman, and Dallas fern, and so many others. Bird's nest fern are much bolder, growing in a deep green rosette, but they're much more difficult inside. Rabbit's foot ferns are delightfully lacy, bright green, and interesting, and fairly easy. When the grass won't grow in the shade, that's the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. We'll make it 9 straight home wins for Fighting Texas Aggie baseball. The 18th-ranked guys bowled over Prairie View A&M last night 18-1, wrapping out 16 base hits. Now, despite the offensive onslaught, Coach Rob Childress says it was the Aggies' pitching that impressed him.
We got a lot of guys on the mound tonight. They all attacked the strike zone and looked prepared and pitched at a very high level. We took them out of the game early offensively. Chandler Morris with the big grand slam, and we didn't look back offensively. But the thing I was most proud of was what we did on the mound. And we didn't create innings for them. We made them earn everything that they got. And, all 8 guys that threw tonight were pitched at a very high level.
Freshman Asa Lacey picked up the win on the mound, tossing 2 scoreless innings in a start. With the win, the guys improved to 33-12 overall and 24-4 at Bluebell. They'll put that home record to the test this weekend as they welcome top-ranked Florida to town for an SEC series. 5th-ranked Texas A&M men's tennis is heading to the NCAA tournament for the 25th straight year. The Aggies will host the first and second rounds of the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center May 11th through the 12th. The Maroon and White will take on Lamar in the NCAA opening round, while number 27 Baylor and Arizona State compete in the other first-round contest. Gary Sanchez hit a 3-run homer off Ken Giles in the 9th inning, and the New York Yankees bested the Houston Astros last night 4-0 at Minute Maid. After handily closing the door Monday night, Giles just couldn't get it done last night. Here's skipper A.J. Hinch.
You know, I don't think he executed the pitches quite as well, and obviously they put really good swings on a lot of pitches. You know, this game was sort of waiting for somebody to make a big swing in a critical spot, and it felt like they got all the good ones. So, but Kenny was a little more erratic with his pitches than he was last night. Obviously, last night was the best we've seen him.
Giles was pretty upset. Camera showed him punching himself in the face after he got taken out of the mound. The loss spoiled a great outing by Justin Verlander, who tied a career high with 14 strikeouts while allowing just 3 hits and 8 innings of work. Game 3 between the Stros and Yanks is set for tonight at 7:10 at Minute Maid. Up in Cleveland, an extra inning slugfest between the Rangers and Indians.
An inning in which he gave up 3 earned runs, and here's a drive. Well hit ball deep out into right center field. Zimmer going back. He can't do anything about it. It's out of here. Kiner Falefa, the batter, working on a 3-for-5 night. He drives one deep into left. Brantley goes back. It's over his head. This one's into the seats.
Those back-to-back home runs in the 12th inning came on 2 consecutive pitches, and the Texas Rangers bested the Cleveland Indians 8-6. Cleveland had rallied from a 6-0 deficit to send it into extras as Michael Brantley hit the tying home run to put it at 6-6, the grand slam in the ninth. The series wraps up today at noon with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And the Houston Astros and Utah Jazz are back at it tonight for Game 2 of their second-round series. Houston got the better of Utah in Sunday's Game 1, 110-96, but Trevor Ariza expects a very different Jazz team tonight.
I think they're going to be play with a lot more energy. There's more time in between games for them. They got time to go back and study film, study on how we played them or what they did well. And just have to continue to play with high intensity for us and play hard for as close to 48 minutes as we can.
Tip-off between the Rockets and Jazz is at 7 o'clock in Houston. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Wrong. Registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Flag Football is specially designed for 4-year-olds through the 6th grade, and girls volleyball is 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Girls Volleyball, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and silent live auction Thursday, May the 3rd at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org for more. Special thanks to BB&T, Chili Fest, Jack Hilliard Distributing, Valak Financial Advisors, and the flagship of Aggie Athletics. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Spring is here, and so is the 2018 Spring Parade of Homes. The parade is over 2 weekends, Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes information can be found at gbvbuilders.org, Facebook, Parade Craze mobile app, The Eagle newspaper, TheEagle.com, and InsightBrazosValley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th.
Has the recent hailstorm left you with the job of getting roof quotes and trying to compare apples to apples? The problem is, other than price, quotes only show you which products they say they are using. It doesn't show the workers doing the installation, the experience level of those workers, or any quality control system the company may have to ensure you get a good roof installed. Call Schulte Roofing today, and we'll show you what to be asking for beyond just the products.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, a couple of minutes till. What's going on in the roads?
Yeah, so there are some road closures. Bryan Police is investigating a fatality accident. It happened around 2 a.m., but right now, eastbound traffic on William Joel Bryan is blocked at Haswell Drive. Northbound traffic on Coulter is blocked at Edel. Southbound traffic on Coulter is blocked at William Joel Bryan. Westbound traffic lanes on William Joel Bryan are open. Okay. But basically, the intersection of Coulter and William Joel Bryan is going to be really, really congested for right now. Yep. And they are still completing their investigation and doing some scene cleanup.
It's by the Sue Haswell swimming pool right there.
Correct.
Right in the park.
Yeah.
And all
of that information is already online at WTAW.com.
There you go. So it's getting to be that time when you go out and watch your kiddo perform athletically with a team, right?
Yeah.
All right, parents, here you go. What's the worst thing about Little League?
Oh, my gosh.
The parents.
That's right.
Yes.
It is. It's true. Study from the National Alliance for Youth Sports found that 7 out of 10 kids who join a team quit because it stops being fun.
Oh.
It's supposed to be
fun.
All right, so reward your kid whether they win or lose. Cheer when either team makes a play.
Yeah.
Don't be a hothead. If you've got a complaint or a concern, wait till after the game and talk to the people in private. And finally, ask your child first, was it fun, rather than did you win? I know, it's going to...
Winning is fun.
Yeah.
Winning is fun, Scott.
Winning is fun, but... Yeah.
Still. Going and having fun is the most important thing. I know, it'll fall on deaf ears of all the people who need to hear it.
Oh, sure.
Hey.
Sure.
87 today and kind of muggy. It's 72 right now. O'Brien Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Brian.